ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 8 చాప్టర్ 4 టెక్స్ట్ 7, 8, 9 and 7. Now turn it on the power. Savai Uram Abhu Raja Savai Puram Abhu Raja Pandyo Dravida Satmaha Pandyo Dravida Satmaha Indya Jimnya ఇతే ఖ్యాతో ఇంద్రజుమ్నా ఇతి ఖ్యాతో విష్ణు వ్రత పారాయణ విష్ణువ్రత పారాయణ తమై పూర్వం అబుద్రాజ పాండ్యో ద్రవిడ సత్మః ఇంద్రజుమ్నా ఇతి ఖ్యాతో విష్ణువ్రత పారాయణ తమై పూర్వమభుద్రాజ పాండ్యో ద్రవిడ సత్మః ఇంద్రజుమ్నా ఇతి ఖ్యాతో విష్ణువ్రత పారాయణ సహ దిస్ ఎలిఫెంట్ గజేంద్ర వై ఇండియా పూర్వం ఫార్మర్లీ హబూర్ వాస్ రాజా ఎ కింగ్ పాండ్య ఆఫ్ ద కంట్రీ నోన్ యాజ్ పాండ్య ద్రవిడ సత్మ ద బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ బోర్న్ ఇన్ ద్రావిడ దేశ సౌత్ ఇండియా ఇంద్రజుమ్న బై ద నేమ్ మహారాజా ఇంద్రజుమ్న ఇది ద ఖ్యాత సెలబ్రేటెడ్ విష్ణువ్రత పారాయణ హు వాస్ ఎ ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ వైష్ణవ ఆల్వేస్ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ ద సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ దిస్ గజేంద్ర హ్యాడ్ ఫార్మర్లీ బీన్ ఎ వైష్ణవ అండ్ ద కింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద కంట్రీ నోన్ యాజ్ పాండ్య విచ్ ఇస్ ద ప్రావిన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద్రావిడ సౌత్ ఇండియా ఇన్ హిస్ ప్రీవియస్ లైఫ్ హి వాస్ నోన్ యాజ్ ఇంద్రజుమ్న మహారాజ్ నో పర్పస్ విల్ గో ఫర్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వన్ సాయకదారాధన కాలే ఆత్మా గ్రహతే మౌనవతా ఈశ్వరం హరిం జాతదర స్థాపతా అప్లుతా చ్యుతం తమచ్యామాశా కులాశమః. ఇంద్రజుమ్న మహారాజ్ రిటైర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఫ్యామిలీ లైఫ్ అండ్ వెంట్ టు ద మలయా హిల్స్ వెర్ హి హాడ్ ఎ స్మాల్ కాటేజ్ ఫర్ హిస్ ఆశ్రమ. హి వుడ్ మ్యాటర్ లాగ్స్ ఆన్ హిస్ హ్యాండ్ అండ్ ఆల్వేస్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ ఆస్టరిటీస్. Once while observing a vow of silence, he was fully engaged in the worship of the Lord and absorbed in the ecstasy of love of Godhead. Text 9. Yadrashaya tatra mahayasa muni samaghama cho chishya ghanayim parishitaha tam vikshya tusina makrahanadikam gahati upasinam rishishukapoha. Translation. While Indrajumna Maharaj was engaged in ecstatic meditation, worshiping the Supreme Personal Godhead, the great saint Agastya Muni arrived there, surrounded by his disciples. When the Muni saw the Maharaj Indrajumna, who was sitting in a secluded place, remained silent and did not follow the etiquette of offering him a reception, he was very angry. Text 10. Tatmaimam shapam madardasudu asudam అసాధు అయం దురాత్మా కృతబుద్ధిరహత్యా విప్రమమంథా విషాథాం సంచరం యథా గజ స్తబ్ధ మతిత ఏవ. శ్రీకృష్ణ అగస్త్యుని దట్ స్పోక్ దిస్ కర్స్ అగేన్స్ ద కింగ్. దిస్ కింగ్ ఇంద్రజుమ్న ఇస్ నాట్ ఆల్ జెంటల్ బీయింగ్ లో అండ్ అన్ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ యాజ్ ఇన్సల్ట్ బ్రాహ్మణ మీ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఎంటర్ ద రీజన్ ఆఫ్ డార్క్నెస్ and receive the dull, dumb body of an elephant. Purpose. An elephant is very strong. It has a very big body and can work very hard and eat a large quantity of food. But its intelligence is not at all commensurate with its size and strength. Thus, in spite of so much bodily strength, the elephant works as a menial servant for a human being. Agastya Muni thought it is wise to curse the king to become an elephant because the powerful king did not receive Agastya Muni as one is obliged to receive a brahmana. Yet although Agastya Muni cursed Maharaj Indrajimna to become an elephant, the curse was indirectly a benediction, for by undergoing one life as an elephant, Indrajimna Maharaj ended the reactions for all the sins of his previous life. Immediately after the expiry of the elephant's body, he was promoted to Vaikuntha Loka to become a personal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. In a body exactly like that of the Lord, this is called Sarupya Mukti. Please repeat the translation. This Gajendra had formerly been a Vaishnava and a king of the country known as Pandya, which is the province of Dravida, South India. In his previous life, he was known as Bhutaleshimata Jayavataka Swami Dhani Namavo Mishnapadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shimata Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhani Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauramani Pichani Nirvishesha Shunyamadi Pakhtyasi Deshatarni Jashi Krishna Chaitanya Kavunityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shivasati Gaurabhaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, the chapter entitled as Gajendra Returns to the Spiritual World. So he has been explained, this Gajendra, in the previous life he was in South India, Dravida Desha. And the Pandya, that he was in the Pandya family. The Pandya is actually the heritage, the Pandyan kings. Chola, Pandyans, and Cheras, and Pallavas, they're all very, very powerful kings from South India. But now it's not that actually, but all these names on the Tamil Nadu bus transport services. Correct? Pallava transport, Pandyan transport, Sharan transport, all transport. Of course, they are remembering this great devotee's name at least. So he has been explained, he was such a nice, wonderful devotee, a Rajarishi, Hare Krishna. And once he decided, all these Rajarishis, they are not attached to the position of the king, they rule the country very nicely with all wisdom for some time. When the time comes, they will hand over the kingdom to the son or the eligible person and they leave the country. They are not attached at all. They just go and perform austerities and simply meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and see how they can get liberated and go back to Godhead. So now what he has become an elephant because the curse of Agastya Muni, he has become an elephant. That sounds very horrible, a big king, very powerful king, and the next body is an elephant body, a dull, unintelligent body. But Srila Prabhupada says, though it looks like a curse, indirectly it has been benefited. Because why? Because he was meditating on the Supreme Personality of God. That is not attached to the house, he is not attached to the palace of the queen. He left everything and went to the Malaya Hills. There he had a small kutir, a humble kutir. There he was staying and worshipping the Supreme Lord Hari.
మొత్తం సంపదని అంతగా విడిచిపెట్టి మలయా పర్వత దగ్గరికి వెళ్లి అక్కడ ఒక చిన్న కుటీరాన్ని నిర్మించుకొని అది ధ్యానిస్తున్నాను.
నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ గృహత మౌన వ్రత ఈశ్వరం హరిం సింప్లీ మౌన వ్రత సింప్లీ మెడిటేటింగ్ ఆన్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ అండ్ జస్ట్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ మౌన వ్రత.
అందులో అతిథిలో మౌన వ్రతాన్ని పాటిస్తూ కేవలం హరిని ధ్యానిస్తున్నాడు మరి ఏం చేయగలను.
మౌన వ్రతం ఇస్ నాట్ సింప్లీ కీప్ యువర్ మౌత్ క్లోజ్ నో ఇన్ ద మైండ్ ఆల్సో క్లోజ్ బట్ ఫర్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ దే నాట్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ దట్ ఇస్ మౌన వ్రత. అసలు ప్రభుపాద్ సే సైలెన్స్ మీన్స్ సింప్లీ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ద రియల్ సైలెన్స్.
ప్రభుత్వం
మౌనం అంటే కేవలం కృష్ణ గురించి మాట్లాడితే మెనీ సాధు మెనీ పీపుల్ ది గో టు దిస్ వత మౌన వ్రత దే నాట్ టాక్ టు ఎనీబడీ దే ఆర్ వెరీ క్వైట్. ప్రభుపాద్ నెవర్ టోల్డ్ అస్ యు ఫాలో మౌన వ్రత బి సైలెంట్ డోంట్ టాక్ అట్ ఆల్ బి క్వైట్ కీప్ ఆన్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ నో ఇట్స్ అండ్ ఆల్వేస్ స్పీక్ ఆల్వేస్ స్పీకింగ్ ఇస్ ద మౌన వ్రత. Some years back, one of our congregation devotee, Namandini, used to go on Mauna Ratna. Namandana, she tell him, it's not necessary, actually, Prabhupada never told, not necessary, just preach. No, Prabhu, because problems, unless they come and disturb me. So I'll just keep silent, I'll keep on thinking of God, Krishna, nothing else. In a week, one day, Wednesday, you start this Mauna Vrata, not after anybody.
He's
come to the temple. Silent, no wishing Hare Krishna also, nothing. And go off. Then he said, he is ready to sponsor some dress. Let's go to Kanjipuram and buy some dresses for Sri Radha and Govinda. No, this is the day I was free, we started the day, and that day is supposed to be Mauna Vrata. Is day, what Mauna Vrata, Wednesday go. So we went to Kanjipuram, collected all the metal for Sri Radha and Govinda, and this person was very, very silent, but only one place, while standing, he said, right. Because the driver took the wrong route. He said, oh, right! He broke there. Okay. Then I was telling him, I was very quiet. He was also very quiet. Again, silent, Mauna Vrata. Then we purchased all the materials on the way back. Suppose to eat something. So they ordered a few things to eat and all. Many items came. So we are 2-3 devotees, we have some fruit, and they all just ordered, the congregation devotees, they just ordered a few things, they are eating. So the rice they are eating, sambar they are eating very silently. Then again, second time he broke, aplam, he said. Because they never served in the aplam. So immediately he broke his silence, he asked for the aplam. Then he became very, very conscious, he felt very bad. So though the mouth is very silent, so much nonsense and thinking is going on in the mind. So this is very, very important. Mauna Vrata means really, as is done hereby, in this Guru Maharaj, what is this? Grahata Mauna Vrata Ishwaram Hari. Only on the Supreme Person Godhead, Hari, nothing else. That is real Mauna Vrata. And doing a tapasa, going to a lot of austerities, for what actually? Aapruta Achyutanam. Aapruta means loving devotional service to the Supreme Person of Godhead, Achyuta. Not just going through a lot of tapasya, taking a lot of suffering in this material world, taking all the difficulties, it's not what kind of tapasya. There is only material, only for this material body, and that will bind us furthermore. Why devotee is coming for Mangala Arati, 3:30 in the morning, doing bhajan, that's the time people all sleep. But when devotees get up and come, that is their tapas. For the Supreme Person of Godhead, just to please Him, we are committing this tapas. We are doing this tapas. Controlling the tongue, you know, no meat eating, no intoxication, no unnecessary grammar, that is good tapas in Kali Yuga. Just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One becomes so happy in his life. We can come across many Mayavadis. They go to this Mount Avata, unnecessary tapas. But the devotees, what are the Mount Avata or what are the tapas? They all simply want to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The four sannyasis, Mayavad sannyasis, once they took a vow, will not talk for 1 week, will not say a single word. Let us see who will win. Not to please the Supreme Person of Godhead, who will win? The vow, who will win? So they started one room, that's all, not talking, nothing, simply sitting silent. One day over, nobody spoke. Second day over, nobody spoke. Third day, nobody spoke. Fourth day over, fifth day over, nobody spoke. Sixth day, one sannyasi is sitting, all the four are sitting. One sannyasi, it was too hot actually. The sun rays are coming to the window. He said, my God, it's too much sun from the window. Please, somebody can close the window. You mean Anand sannyasi? Ah, you spoke, you broke the vow. Third sannyasi said, hey, both of you spoke, both of you broke the vow. The fourth thing I said, it's a fact, all three of you spoke, you broke the vow and I won. So, this kind of tapas, generally these people, the Maunarata, tapas and all these things connected only to the body and to the mind, not to please the Supreme Person of God and the Hari. So when you are doing this tapas and you went into this trance, you went in samadhi, become so happy, just remembering the Lord and just worshiping the Supreme Person of Godhead, you went in trance, totally you forgot about the external things, what was happening outside. Totally. That time, Agastya Muni came with all his followers. Agastya Muni came with all his followers, and all he expected is that the king will receive him and give him a reception. So he went to his kutir, but the king was not in that kind of consciousness, he was totally in samadhi, remembering the Supreme Lord, and he was so happy inside, he was simply meditating on the Lord. Then he stood for some time, then he became very angry. Right, he started cursing him, very angry. He became very angry. He said, he's a asadhu. He's not a sadhu, but no sadhu lakshana. Duratma, very low grade fellow is. Akrata, no education at all. He's not civilized, no education, uneducated, brute is. Buddhi adhya, no intelligence at all for this person. But this person doesn't know, suppose to be a king, he knew everything, all the etiquette, but never, now he's not an etiquette, just to receive a brahmana, show a little reception, respect. Such a low and uneducated person, and without any kind of civilization, is not fit to have a human body. But he's not a human being, he doesn't know how to treat. So better he has an elephant body. Elephant is a dull, unintelligent, intelligent, unintelligent, and very tamasic, in darkness it is. So the next he was born in Trikuta Hill as an elephant. There also, you had a huge body, and again a sense of gratification. I just enjoyed all the female elephants moving around, eating, drinking water, taking bath, playing. Not knowing anything about self-realization, nothing. But still, the Lord has not forgotten his devotional service. The Srila Prabhupada says, though it's a curse, indirectly it's a blessing in this guy. I took one body of elephant and all the sins committed in the previous birth, everything got vanquished, and he had the darshan of the Supreme Lord, and he became an associate of the Lord in Vaikuntha. So the king was so wise, Indrajitha Maharaj, he was so wise. At the right time, he just gave the kingdom and he took the austerities, performed the devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Though he was cursed, he was protected by Lord Hari. So the wisdom is very, very important for a king, not just the intelligence. We don't say generally he's a very intelligent king. We say he's a king of wisdom, very wise king. Devotees also in the same way, we should not simply use our intelligence, we should use your intelligence very wisely. That's very, very important. That's one should be very sharp in a Krishna conscious way. One should contemplate on his sadhana, one should contemplate on his service, and what is good for me, for my devotional life, what is really good for my future, what is good for the general public, what is good for the pilgrims, what is good for the congregation members, what is good for my family. In a wise way, we've got to think and lead our life. Otherwise, if we don't think in a Krishna conscious manner, in a wise manner, then our intelligence is blunt. As Srila Prabhupada says, blunt intelligence is elephant is having. Sabdamati. First thing, blunt intelligence. This elephant is having blunt intelligence. So if one is not Krishna consciousness, one is not serious in his devotional life, not reading Gita, not reading Bhagavatam, not associating with the devotees, then actually sabda mati, that is intelligence is very blunt. Though materially may be very active, very intelligent, but no use.
Bhagavad Gita,
Now this person may be having intelligence, but he's not wise. He does not know how to lead his life in a proper way for his future. Sometimes when you preach to people, they come out with so many very wonderful contract questions, very intelligent, they talk. But you tell them to chant Hare Krishna mantra, they won't. They talk hours together, Krishna consciousness, but they won't like to chant. But some people we come across, hardly we preach, we tell them chant Hare Krishna mantra, and they immediately they take to it and they start chanting Hare Krishna. And these ones are very, not very intelligent, but very wise. Very, very wise. Right, intelligence properly used for his own good. That is the example in Mahabharata. Right, but his intelligence and his wisdom, the difference has been explained in Mahabharata. We know this pastime of how Arjuna, God is Pashupatra. Right, once there was a mistake, he's supposed to go and stay in the forest for one full year. Then he thought that time he can just do tapas to Lord Shiva, please him, and get this Pashupatra arrows. Well, we know the Panchali, she had five husbands. Right, each year she has to be with one husband, and when they are together, no other Pandavas can enter in their room. Once by mistake, not by mistake, by force, Arjuna was supposed to go there, and Yudhishthira and Panchali was there to get the bow and arrows, this Gandiva. But he was forced to go into the room to get the bow and arrows to protect a Brahmana. There is a common understanding between the brothers. Whoever goes like that, does a mistake like that, then immediately they should leave the place. 1 year they'll be away from all the brothers from the family in the forest. Though Yudhishthira Maharaj told Arjuna, not necessarily because you want to protect the Brahmana, that's the reason he came and said, it's okay, please don't go. But he said, no, word is the word, we have to go, we have to follow it. And he went to the forest. Meanwhile, he thought he utilized the time very nicely, worshipping Lord Shiva and pleasing him, and get some Pashupata arrow. So he made a beautiful out of mud, a beautiful Shivalinga, and everybody was worshipping and doing tapas and trying to please Lord Shiva. So one day there's a wild boar disturbing a lot in that area. So Arjuna, being a Kshatriya, took his bow and arrow and shot an arrow at this wild boar. The same time another arrow came and poked this wild boar and killed it. So Arjuna went there and said, boar. Meanwhile, a hunter came there and told, I killed this boar, so it's my material, it's mine. So Arjuna said, okay, you can take it, but you're not killed, I have killed it because I shot the arrow first. Hunter said, no, I am sure, I have killed it actually. Your arrows has no power to kill this wild boar.
ప్రభావానికి చనిపోయిన తర్వాత ఈ మానవీయ ప్రభావం చనిపోతుంది.
వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు కిల్ ఎ పిగ్ బికాజ్ ఇట్స్ థిక్ లేయర్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్యాట్.
అది
ఆటో రిక్షా కార్ కోసం ఇట్లా ఉంటాయి, ఇట్లా ఉంటాయి బికాస్ ఇట్ వెరీ థిక్ సో. అండ్ ఈవెన్ ద వైల్డ్ అనిమల్స్ ఆల్సో టు ఫైండ్ ద వైల్డ్ గోస్ ఇస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ ఫర్ దెమ్ ఇన్ ద వైల్డ్ క్యాట్. సో దెన్ ఇఫ్ ఐ బాయ్ ఐ జస్ట్ ఐ కిల్డ్ ఇట్ ఐ కిల్డ్ ఇట్ దెన్ అర్జున్ వాస్ వెరీ యాంగ్రీ విత్. Then they want to decide, they start fighting among them. Then first they fought with a bow and arrow. And the hunter defeated Arjuna. And Arjuna was totally surprised. He is a Gandiva Dhara, he is one of the supreme archer in the world. So they fought with different instruments, and the different instruments Arjuna was defeated by these hunters. Then they went to Malla Yuddha, wrestling. They fought like anything, and again Arjuna was defeated. Arjuna was very, very angry. Then he took his Brahmastra. The hunter was ready with his arrows. So they started fighting. Arjuna took his Brahmastra and shot his Brahmastra at him. The Brahmastra came and hit his hunter that turned their garland. Totally surprised. Arjuna was totally surprised. What is this? How is this possible? Then immediately the garland went and fell on the Shivalinga. Then he understood, he is Lord Shiva. Then he offered his obeisances, immediately Lord Shiva blessed him and he gave the Pashupata arrow and he went. So Maharaja explains another instance with Bhima and Draupadi. And once by air a beautiful flower came, Swarna Kamala came, so Draupadi got this one. It was very, very beautiful. It had 1,000 petals, golden color, such nice fragrance it had. So she was very impressed, she was so happy that she saw Bhima. She gave me more flowers and tried to get me a tree. So Bhima said, okay, no problem, I'll get it. And he started crossing many mountains, many rivers for many days of traveling. He's a person with 1,000 elephant strength, you know. He was walking very enthusiastically. Somehow he got the direction, he has to cross this place, go across so many mountains, rivers. There is a lake, in that lake, all the Swarna Kamalas are there, he can bring it. So on the way Hanuman was there. Hanuman wanted to give a test to Bhima. So Hanuman immediately became an old monkey with a long tail just blocking the road. So the Bhima was walking, then he came and he saw the monkey with a long tail. Then he told, hey monkey, old monkey, come on, remove your tail. I can't cross over you. I can just remove the tail, I have to go. I can cross and go, but no gentleman will cross any animal body or human body, anybody will not cross generally. Because I mean, any animal has Paramatma, they will not cross the body. Nobody, no? Generally, we also have this etiquette and the practice, we'll never cross over any human being. Of course, in the animals also. Now, once we're all chanting here, and our Guru Maharaj was here, then one Mataji crossed another Mataji, was chanting, and she went, immediately became very angry, red. Then he told me, call her here. I told her, why she has done this, and tell her, I'm going to apologize, touch her to head and then go. He was very angry, turned red in no time. But as a decency, simple etiquette, simple understanding, you know, it's an etiquette, we are not supposed to. Why? Because the Lord is there in the heart of every Krishna. So Bhima said, oh monkey, please move the tail as you go. I said, I am very, very old monkey and I cannot move, I am very weak. You are a very young and strong man, why can't you just move the tail and go that side? Bhima smiled, oh, and he used one small finger to lift it. He put on and shake it. Then he used his hand. He could not. Then he tried with both the hands to lift it. He could not shake it. Then immediately offered Dandava, two businesses. You're not an ordinary person, you're a great person. So it's been explained, Arjuna, though he's supposed to be very intelligent and all, he never used his wisdom during that time, the time of killing the boar, or when he fought with the hunter, Shiva, Lord Shiva. He never used his wisdom, but here, you know, people think Bhima means just eating and sleeping and fighting, that's all. It's not all that intelligent, like Arjuna. But his next line, he was very wise. Immediately understood, oh, because I could not shake. I am a person, 10,000 elephants. I could not shake means he's not an ordinary person. He has offered his businesses because he must be a very great personality. So he immediately had the darshan of Hanumanji. And he prayed to Hanumanji, and Hanumanji blessed, during the war time, I'll be there with you. And I'll be in the war with the Pandavas. As they flying the flag of Arjuna, I'll be present there. So here we can understand the difference between intelligence and wisdom. So this elephant Gajendra fought for 1000 years using the intelligence. But totally lost, then start using the wisdom. There's no point actually. The wisdom is simply surrendered to Krishna. And he simply took one lotus flower and offered to Lord Krishna and praying, please come, rescue me, please help me. Since I longer had this body, I simply want to serve you. Oh Lord, oh Krishna, please help me. The Lord came and protected him and he got liberated. And he became an associate, a Sarupya Mukti. That means he got the same beautiful body as of the Lord. You know, he was wearing yellow garments with four hands, the Shyamavarna, very beautiful body, and in Vaikuntha serving the Lord. Why, though he was cursed, he became a special mercy. He got special mercy from Agastya Muni. Then Agastya Muni from south only. Actually, it's estimated from south India. Supposed to be a very short Muni. And this place is Malaya Hills. You should reside there. Malaya Hills means actually Malaysia. From that you can understand, people should just move very freely from South India to Malaysia to Singapore, to Andaman, this won't come. The Muni is to go there. Malaya Hills is famous for the sandalwood tree. They will sit and do tapas. And Agastya Muni was there in Malaya Hills and South India province. He was moving around. So Pandya king means, this is Maharaj. Pandya means somewhere near Chennai, the Tamil Nadu area. From there, he went to Malaya Hills, to Malaysia, he went. Pratapas. Just a secluded place, simply to worship the Supreme Lord. So from this we understand, sometimes when you are performing devotion service, unless you get disturbed by someone, nothing to worry. Lord is there to protect you. Right, we should have this understanding and faith in the Supreme Personality of God. We should not worry at all. Unless we should not worry and get tensed up, or get into depression, or get fear, or get into insecurity. And Lord is there. Lord is there. When you are performing the devotional service, there is nothing to worry. In the ninth chapter, Lord says, Api Shadhu Dhrasaru, Bhajate Mam Aninya Bhak, Sadhareva Samantavyaha, Samyag Vyavisito Isaha. Even if one commits the most abominable action, if he is engaged in the devotional service, he is to be unconcerned simply because he is properly situated in his determination. As long as one is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One is serious in reading scriptures, serious in attending the programs, serious in speaking to others. Dhrasaru, you know, that's a horrible thing, but he's doing this plan, nothing to worry. He's properly situated because of strong determination for devotional service. What Lord says next? Lord says, next verse Lord says, Shitram Bhavati Dharmatma. You know, immediately, quickly becomes righteous, attains lasting peace. Sasa Shantim Nigachyati. Becomes very peaceful and becomes very righteous. Now next Kaunteya Prajani, Name Bhakti Pranishati, my devotees will never perish, go and declare to the world. So as long as the devotee is in the process of devotional service, nothing to worry. But though he is a very good person, very nice character, but he is not serious in the program, then we should worry about him. Why in the course of time he will degrade himself? Sadhu Lakshana will go away in the course of time. And he may be a nice gentleman, but Asadhu Lakshana will start coming. And this is very, very important. A devotee should be very serious in his program, he should be very serious in his service, always engaged in devotional service. Then he is very safe. He is protected all the time. That means he is in the process given by Srila Prabhupada. He is in the process, nothing to worry. Well, a patient, as long as taking medicine, nothing to worry. He is taking medicine, he will get cured, no doubt. But it is not taking the medicine, then the danger is always there. When these diseases are attacked, what will happen to him, we don't know. So this is very, very important. In our devotional life, we should be very serious and continue. On and on, we should continue. Vishnu Gata Parayanaha, always worship the Supreme Lord, Krishna, Vishnu. And loving devotional service, always in loving devotional service. Aplutaha, that means always in loving service of the Lord. Not expecting something in return from the Lord. Oh, give me this, give me that. No. Simply serving the Lord, simply loving the Lord. That's the highest in one's life. He'll become very happy, very cheerful, and finally he'll join the lotus feet of the Lord and serve his lotus feet. Hare Krishna. So we've got to use our intelligence. More than intelligence, you've got to use our wisdom. Like Mangala Arati, you've got to get up. That time you use intelligence. Let me lie down now. What is there? Anyway, I'm sick. So what is there? I'll not be mistaken because I'm sick. Right. As I was noticed, I was sick, and the doctor's report is there. This can't be, everybody knows I'm sick. Right. The whole temple knows I'm sick. But if you use the wisdom, yes, I'm sick, but if I just lie down like this, you know, mentally I'll become sick. Right, physically I am sick, then mentally I become sick. At least let me crawl slowly and go and sit in Mangala Arati and chant my rounds and come back. At least let me crawl and go back. Go to the temple and sit there. Then actually, okay, the body is taking the medicines. And the mind remains very healthy. My mind is more dangerous. When the mind becomes very sick, it is very, very dangerous. His body can handle it. Mind is horrible. We've got to keep this mind always very healthy. A very healthy mate, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And being the devotees, reading the scriptures, hearing from the scriptures, and doing some seva, what is possible? What is possible if one is sick? Right, one of our devotees is sick, but he's doing the translation of BDG and he's chanting his rounds. That's okay, he's safe. Otherwise, no, body sickness is nothing in front of this mental sickness, mind. Nothing to worry. As long as they are doing that service to the Lord and chanting the Lord's name, nothing to worry. He's very safe. Any question? Why is that? Because if we just take this pastime of Vrtasura, Chitraketu, then you are cursed by Parvati. You become a demon, very low class, you become a demon.
మన ఈ శాతంలో గమనించినట్లయితే సిద్ధిగత్ మహారాజ్ కృష్ణుడు అదే విధంగా ఆయన్ని భారతదేశం చూపించింది నువ్వు వృద్ధాప్యమైన రాష్ట్రీయ జన్మించాను.
She started cursing him. The next verse you understand, Lord says, I went into the heart of Parvati Devi and spoke like that. Prabhupada explains very nicely in the purport, no? The Lord, no? Sometimes he does this. He enters the heart of a muni or a devata and then the devotee curse for his benefit. Lord makes him talk like that. Similarly, this Parashit Maharaj, right? Just for the snake, he put it under the snake, the Muni's neck, and he was cursed to die immediately. In 7 days, he should die. In a horrible way, this Akshaka will come and kill him. What came out? Srimad Bhagavatam came out. Gajendra pastime for us, you know, so much benefit for us. Every day we are reading it. People, all the time immemorial, people are reading this pastime, Gajendra Moksha, and learning so many lessons. Actually, they don't train. It's always for the benefit. But very seriously they do it, again they have to pay for it. Example is Durasmaya and the Ambarish Maharaj. But here it's not mentioned further. That is Lord's activity. But Durasmani, because false ego cursed him, you want to kill him. So Lord was very heavy on him. Sudarshan was there to kill him. Okay. Any other question? గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి శ్రీ రాధాగోవింద్ భగవానికి శిలా ప్రభుపాదకి గురుదేవ్కి హరి హరి.